There we go.
Okay. Good. Okay. You want me to do roll call at 401?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Sarah or Stacy Carter.
Here.
Ann Chandler.
Here.
Brian Johnson.
Here.
Kevin Kelsey.
Here.
Kevin Latos.
Here.
Chastity Mays. She's absent. And then I have myself and Colleen Dettenmeyer. Okay.
I've got two computers going here, so I keep reaching for the wrong one with my mouse. I apologize for that. Okay, so first thing is, do we have any public comment?
No.
None. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes from January 9th. I'll entertain a motion to approve those as submitted.
So moved.
Second.
It's Kevin's second. Thank you. Any discussion? If not, a roll call, please.
Okay. Stacy Carter.
Yes.
Ann Chandler.
No.
Brian Johnson.
Yes.
Kevin Kelsey.
Yes.
And Kevin Latos.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Do we have any unfinished business?
No.
I didn't think so. So on to new business. Acceptance of January 2023 bills attached. I assume everybody has read through that. I'll entertain a motion to approve those as submitted.
This is Ryan. I'll make that motion.
Ryan, we have a second.
I'll second.
Kevin's second. Any discussion?
I just have a couple of curious questions. There was one bill on here that was $275 for benchmarking for the operations director. What is that?
That's was the operations coordinator, I believe. Okay. And that is what we had HR source do with all of our positions. So that is that new position that we had our operations or our delivery coordinator promoted to whenever we had the retirement or Linda Petty, the operations, was the area manager over both Carbondale and Edwardsville. They kind of restructured that and moved that position up a level down in Carbondale. So that way this position now in Edwardsville is back to being an operations manager, and that person is overseeing and now in Carbondale the delivery. So that position now is an operations coordinator where they kind of oversee the delivery and the just relaying information or needs about the building to SIUC. So that was what that was. So they had HR source benchmark that new title and place it on our salary grade.
Oh, property. So you see, okay. I guess I'm confused as why somebody from outside would have to do it. But my other question is sticky notes for $2,689. What are those sticky notes?
So those are the, so for share, they had, it was like a promotional printing with their logo on them. And that is for handouts, and it's also for, I think, the cataloger's use. So they ordered like, I think, 3,500 of them. So that's why the cost was so high.
Okay. That's what I wondered, but just what it was, because it was...
Rhonda, I think those are the ones actually that are like specific for catalogers, that they have certain lines so that when they get an item in... It's like a particular handmade one. They couldn't just, you know, it has like pre-printed lines on there so that when they're transferring them or they have to send them back to a library or something, it's got certain lines on there. So they kind of had to have those made. They couldn't just print them and cut them and, you know, all that. It was just much easier.
I guess I was just curious as to what those sticky notes were. So
it's the same thing.
Yes.
I did too. I made an assumption they were special printed, but thanks, Ann, for the question. Get the clarification. Any other discussion? If not, could I have a roll call, please?
Sure. Stacy Carter?
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Kevin Kelsey?
Yes.
Kevin Latos?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, next on the agenda, acceptance of January 31st financial reports. Again, I assume everybody's read through those. I entertain a motion to accept those as presented.
This is Stacy, so moved.
I'll second.
All right. And seconds. Any discussion?
I just wanted to highlight a few things on here. We didn't receive any System Marion per capita grant funds in January, but I will let you know we did last week receive our last live and learn payment from that portion of the System Marion per capita grant. So we are just waiting for the LSTA portion. And a few weeks ago, I submitted the needed paperwork to Greg McCormick for that. So hopefully we'll be getting that. And if we get that, we are fully funded for, you know, I'm crossing my fingers. It's like, you know, a month from now, maybe we'll get that payment because the federal money takes a little bit longer, but that will be the earliest we've been, you know, received full payment for the System Marion per capita grant. And I think as long as I've been here, to be quite honest, and if that works out, that will be wonderful. So I wanted just to highlight that. And I'm sure you guys have read, you know, where we're at. Expenditures are below budget by 16.5%. So we're doing really well there. And then going on to the CMC and the OCLC grant, we did receive the second half of that funding for both those grants. So those grants now have received 100% of their funding. The Library Trustee Training Grant, we submitted for reimbursement at the end of the second quarter because it's a federal grant, so it has to have a reimbursement submission in order for us to get the grant funds. And so we did get notice, and that may have showed up today, that check was issued to for the second quarter. So that will be in the next month's reporting. So we're doing really well on all those grant receivables. And then, of course, the share is also doing really well. As far as the balance sheet, general funds cash can be, you know, last us up to 15.6 months based on the budget. And then shares right now can last us up to 9.1 months based on the budget. So, but share, yeah, is also doing really well. They billed out 93.9% of their projection for fiscal year 23, and we've collected 98.5%. So that's really good. And they're also below budget on expenses by 7.1. Does anybody have any questions for me on any of those?
Okay. I think it's great when I saw that, you know, we're running below budget on everything, you know, even though there's looks like the balance sheet showed that deficit where the grants are going to be. That, no, I thought it was very positive to see all of that.
I think so, too.
What was the transfer from general to LTT? It's like 8,000 something.
So that is usually our, let me look here just a second. Those are usually our due tos for the month of them carrying it over for that month. The general fund pays on their behalf until they get their money, and then we'll transfer the money back over to general. So right now they owe general a due to is booked to general for what we've paid on their behalf. And then once we get that, you know, reimbursement back from the state, we may, you know, transfer it over, and then washes out.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, roll call, please.
Okay. Stacy Carter?
Yes.
Ann Chandler?
Yes.
Ryan Johnson?
Yes.
Kevin Kelsey?
Yes.
Kevin Latos.
Yes. Okay. Do we have any public comment or announcements? If not, 4:11, 11 minutes, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
And Stacy's second. We don't roll call this one, correct?
Yeah, we don't have to.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Everyone.
All right. Everybody have a good rest of your day and good 50 minutes of your time back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.